This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes is with us now on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. Good morning, coach. Hope you're doing well.
I am. How about you guys?
Well, we're doing wonderful. Thanks a lot. Kind of weird times in our country now, as you well know. And I'm sure it has created some recruiting issues for you, some meeting issues for you. How are you dealing with it? This has been, I guess, kind of tough to find some sort of pattern, hasn't it?
Well, actually, you know what? We've been blessed in the fact that, you know, we had signed the class early, and we had one player put his name in the portal, and then we were able to, you know, recruit another player to fill that spot. And so that part of it's recruiting-wise for us, it's okay. Obviously, we're where we were because we had a good class early in the fall signing period. And then the tough thing, honestly, is not having our players with us this time of year, because this is a time of year that we loved, maybe our favorite time, because, you know, we got to really spend a lot of time more one-on-one with each guy, working on his individual skills, both strengths and weaknesses. But just a fun time of year. This was a time when the season's actually over and you got a chance to reevaluate and start building for next year. It's just always a good time. And so we miss our guys, but with the new rule, you know, we'll start doing our exit meetings like we would do with them here, you know, where we wrap up the season with them, talk about them, get their thoughts moving forward, you know, where they are mentally, where, you know, they see things. And so we'll get to do some of that on, you know, by conference calls. But we miss them. We really do. We miss them. And I tell you what, it's been a long time since I've yearned to be in the gym as much as I'd like to be in it right now with our players.
Coach, hard to believe. Yesterday we would have put two more teams in the Final Four. It would be set today. You coached in 24 tournaments as a head coach in the NCAA tournament. How surreal is it not having a tournament this year?
Well, it is. It is. But that, to me, is not the most important thing. Obviously, the most important thing is what's going on in the world right now. And I said it the day I walked into the SEC tournament. I didn't think we should have been playing. I didn't. I walked in and there's something about it. I mean, we have our sports information director, Tom Satkoviak, who's had a liver transplant. We stopped on the way over there in Cookeville because, just to stop in with be around people, show them some love after the tornado hit over there. And Tom wasn't able to get off the bus because of his immune system. And the night before, I could tell, I could see the fear in his eyes. So we weren't, again, I don't think we were thinking right about even going forward. And I knew that once the NBA shut it down, you know, a day or two before we made that decision, we had to shut it down, because if we didn't, with everybody else already thinking that we take advantage of these guys, I mean, pros aren't going to play and we're going to make amateurs plays. It just didn't make sense at all to even proceed. And because, again, that went to the back burner because of what's going on in the world. When you're talking about lives, a virus that could affect hundreds of millions of people, you got to shut it down. So I haven't given a lot of thought to it after that, because I just think that went to the back burner. We've got to prioritize what's really important and continue to do that until we find a way to get this thing under control.
Rick Barnes is with us, great coach at Tennessee. Been coaching a long time, and we've had you on before, and we tell you we've got Wimp Sanderson on our show every week, 56 weeks out of the year. He doesn't miss a week, and Wimp loves our show, 57 weeks out of the year.
52 weeks out 52. Of the year. They're 52.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's early in the morning, Coach.
We have, with Wimp, it seems like 62.
Wimp would have a joke about that right now. Give me a Wimp Sanderson moment with your dealings with Wimp over the years. Do you have one moment where Wimp surprised you and was nicer than he usually is, or something like that?
Well, first of all, he's a wonderful man. And with that grumpy attitude he comes with, I mean, that's really not him, to be honest with you. I mean, he cared about his people around him. He really did. But, you know, I might have told this story, but he had sent me up to see Keith Askins play, and I went up and watched him. And, you know, I like Keith, but I'd gotten burnt a couple years before with a guy named Johnny Newman that ended up going to Richmond and playing in the NBA for a long time. Johnny had a great career, and they were built very similar. And but nobody recruited Johnny, really, at the level that, you know, the higher Power Five level. And So I went back, and I was afraid to tell him I didn't think he was good enough because I wasn't sure. I mean, he reminded me of Johnny Newman. I went back and said, Coach, I think this guy's a pretty darn good player. And he said to me, he said, I don't know why I even hired you. He said, you don't know the difference between a mid-major and a high-major player. And I said, well, you need to go watch him with me. And so we go up there, and believe it or not, all the way up there, he was killing me. I mean, he's killing me. Just, and you're wasting my time, da-da-da. But he actually was the one that sent me up there, first of all, because of people that knew him said we need to go take a look. So we go up and we're watching the game, and Keith is not playing badly, but he's not playing particularly well where he stands out among everybody else. And so for a 32-minute game, I got lit up by Wimp Sanderson, you know, about you know how I couldn't evaluate, I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. And lo and behold, we go down and meet the coach afterwards, who knew Coach, and he looked at Keith, he said, what do you think about the University of Alabama? And Keith said, I love the University of Alabama. And he offered him the scholarship right there on the spot. And when he offered him the scholarship, I didn't even look at Keith's reaction. I looked right at Coach thinking, what are you doing, man? You just killed me for 2.5 hours. And so we get in the car, and I said, Coach, you'd kill me the whole game. And then you turn around and offer the kid a scholarship. He said, I like kids with square shoulders and bullet heads. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know what he was talking about? Derek McKee and Buck Johnson, you know, the way they were built. And that's how and Keith obviously went on to have a great career. But Coach was, he's one of my favorite people. He really is. And he's just a wonderful person, and his wife and that. And, you know, he and his wife and Barry were the first, my son turned one my only year at Alabama, and that was his first birthday party with Coach and Annette and Barry. They came over, and I think Jim might have come with him too.
Coach Rick Barnes is with us, head coach at Tennessee. He is on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. You also have a relationship with Andy Kennedy, who just accepted the UAB job, obviously knowing him through the coaching ranks, but also spending some time with him on the TV side with the SEC Network.
Yeah, well, one, that is a tremendous hire for UAB. And Andy's a great basketball coach. You know, I know this, when we first got here, we couldn't beat them at Ole Miss. His guys were a lot tougher than our guys. And I don't know what he had them convinced, but they let us know, you know, a couple years there that we weren't tough enough to beat them. And, but, you know, I recruited Andy a long, long, long time ago, too. When I was at Alabama, we tried to recruit Andy, and I've watched him. And he is a terrific person, one. I mean, I love him as much as any guy I've ever been around. He's got a great personality, and he's got a great, just a great disposition about himself. But I'm telling you, he is a terrific basketball coach, and it won't take him long. He'll have that program up and running. You know, he comes into a tough situation when you think about it, though. You know, no one can be out recruiting. I don't know what his roster looks like. But, again, this time of year, I think it calls for experienced coaches if you're going to make the change like UAB did. And believe me, you couldn't have hired a better guy than they hired.
Hey, were you really in the NBC show Friday Night Lights?
I still get a paycheck. What do you think?
I like it. What was that experience like?
Well, the experience is you need to go in and watch it. The more you watch it, the more money I get. I think my highest royalty check so far has been $33.
That's huge.
You know what? It was filmed in Austin, and I was on my way back from California recruiting, and I actually was sitting with all the guys that were flying back in. They had a weekend off. They were coming back in. I was sitting beside the main guy, and he asked me if I would do a cameo. I said, I don't think so. And Mac Brown had done it. You know, they'd used a lot of people in Austin, you know, the team doctor, this and that. And I said, he said, I'm going to send you the what you need to say, your lines. And he sent it to me. I said, yeah, I can do this. And the hardest part was I had to do my shoot there in August, middle of August. And if you see how I'm dressed with a sweater vest, a wool jacket, and I mean, it's hot, but I go in to get makeup put on, and I'm sitting beside this kid. I mean, he looked like, I promise you, a kid. And I said, what do you do? He said, I'm Smash. And I said, well, I'm getting ready to recruit you. And he said, really? And we started talking. I said, where'd you play football? He said, I've never touched a football until I got this role. And he said, I went to Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, and they brought me down here 4 months ago and tried to get me big, look like a football player, and that's all I've been doing is lifting weights and eating, but I've never played football in my life. And but I did it, and the place we actually did that shot, that scene in, is no longer there in Austin. But it was fun to do it, and it was interesting watching how many times you have to do it. Actually, the first time I said my words, they said, "Okay, we got that. That's good, but you got to keep doing it." And I had to do it, oh, probably another 30 times. And I was shocked when I actually saw it, why I did that, because there were so many different angles they were shooting from. So that part of it was pretty neat to see how they do those things, you know?
Yeah, that reminds you of in practice,
you know,
right?
You know, the movie star should have been Andy Kennedy, because, you know, when I was recruiting Andy, he had one of the sweetest mullets you had ever seen. And, you know, and I think that's why he doesn't have any hair today. I think he was doing stuff back then that he shouldn't have to get his hair, because he had one of those really sweet. He could have put it in a ponytail.
Absolutely. Do you find yourself these days with a little extra time? Are you a reader, or are you watching TV shows like Friday Night Lights, movies? What do you kill some time with?
You know what? I'm trying to get as much time, trying to get myself in shape, because I really, this year was the worst year that since I've been a coach, that I really didn't do much at all during the season. And the only reason I can tell you is I was lazy. I mean, deep down inside, I could have done more. But, you know, we had one of those years where we were up and down, like a lot of teams can go through. But I'm doing that, and I'm really trying to work my way really in a depth through the book of Exodus in the Bible. And in terms of TV shows, I don't watch a lot of TV, because if I do it, I kind of end up falling asleep, and I don't like falling asleep in the middle of the day, you know. But But the biggest thing is, too, our coaches, staff, we still talk, and we still talk about what we're doing, and obviously go back and you review what we did this year, like you would at the end of any year. You know, you go back and you watch tape, and you're trying to put things together in your mind that you know the different things you want to do with your team next year. But really, I tell you, we really miss our players. It's a tough thing, and we're actually going to, again, talk about it today, because we have stayed in touch with them. But it's still not quite the same as having them around. And then trying to do the things in the community here that we can to help with our community through these tough times. There's a lot of people that are struggling, as you might know, and I'm sure it's all over the world, really. And so we just want to do our part to do what we can to help those that need our help.
If it had been a totally terrible season, would you have chosen Lamentations, or would you have stuck with Exodus?
No, I've made up my mind this year that I'm going to go through the Bible, but not in a way with a real read, like, you know, where I got to read so much every day. There's a few pastors that I really follow that break it down on a really in a great way, and so not only am I reading it, but I'm listening to sermons and commentaries along the way, so I can really, really try to know it. Our pastor here actually is going through Lamentations, which is quite a challenging book itself, so I'm hitting a couple different things, but I'm really trying to focus on the Exodus.
I hear you. Well, all the best, Coach. Thank you for your time. Thank you for giving us a little insight on Andy Kennedy as well, especially about a mullet you could put in a ponytail. That is terrific. We appreciate it.
Well, he's special, and I'm pulling for him. I want you guys to know that, and I appreciate you guys, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Coach. Take care.
Okay, take care, and bye-bye.
All right, that is Rick Barnes, the head basketball coach at Tennessee. Always fun to have on. He was with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline at your favorite retailer now in three flavors, strawberry, mango, or black cherry. Only 100 calories, 2 carbs, and gluten-free.
Rick Barnes with a little Wimp Sanderson-esque departure from the show there. It sounded a little like Wimp.
Should I told him I loved him?
On the goodbye there.
Yeah, it might be a little much.
Yeah. We just met.
He gave us a little love there as he left.
I like Coach Barnes.